Crazy. I was just thinking back that, I started this club 11 years ago or 12 years ago now, and to look back, it's kind of blink of an eye and it's come to this. So it's a huge honor. Pretty humbled and yeah, pretty honored to get the captaincy. That's definitely been one of the Wildcats' strengths over the years, and that consistency and not getting an entire new group in every year. I think that, it stands us in good stead usually at the start of the season, and then towards the end of the season, we play together pretty well. But that's always been a pretty good strength, I think, is keeping that core group together, and hopefully we've kept a core together pretty well this year too. So I don't think it will change much. Hopefully try to, lead by example, and I guess give an example to the younger blokes of how to act and how to hold yourself. As I said, I don't think much will change. If I see something, I'll say it. If not, I'll shut up. We've got a lot of other guys on the team who were respected and knowledgeable of the game. If they see something, they'll say it. BC has been here for a while now. Nordo's been here for a while. Clint, so we've got a number of guys there that can also speak up. I'm not sure what this season will hold in terms of playing and if I'm coming off the bench or not. But as I said, we've got Nordo there, we've got BC there. In that starting five that can definitely hold their own, both incredibly intelligent and can definitely, act as a floor general. And that's their job anyway, even if I'm on court. Nordo holds the reins of the point guard and he's there to control the squad. So whatever it entails, I'll take it. But to be honest, this is the last year left on my contract. And to be honest, this offseason has been really good for me. A bit of time off and then just being in the gym, probably a bit more, bit longer than usual. I feel great. My body feels great. Probably the best it has in a number of years now. So, in saying that, things can take a turn pretty quick, knock on wood. So, look, hopefully I remain healthy and have a good season and we get some team success. But yeah, we shall see, I guess. In previous seasons, it's almost mid-January now. We'd be on the home stretch after Christmas. It's the home stretch of the season, but we haven't even started yet. So we've got to get used to it. Every team's in the same boat, and most teams are away from their actual home base. So, I guess we're pretty fortunate in our situation here, even though we are in quarantine. But we'll just have to get used to it, adapt, and roll with the punches. The guys are professionals, so it's not as if you can go outside and go for a run, but I'm sure we'll have a workout and try to, remain in as best shape as possible. We've got a season coming up that we've got to prepare for, but hopefully that exemption will come through and we'll be able to get back on the court as soon as possible. There's stuff out of our control at the best of times, let alone in a season like this. There's a lot of things that are going to happen that are well above our pay grade and decisions being made that we have no influence over. So, as I said before, we're going to have to adapt and just roll with the punches. Where we play, how long we're away for, who we play. It's going to be a very interesting season, I think, if this last week and the preceding 6 months has anything to do with it. So, yeah, hopefully we can, as I said, just adapt. As I said, it's a huge honor, and I definitely wasn't going to say no. It's not something that comes up every day. So, I guess my thinking was that if it came up, I'd definitely say yes. We're just ready to play. We've been practicing for so long, and I love the guys on the team, but I'm sick of practicing against them. So, we want to get the season started and play against some fresh faces and hopefully put some wins on the board and hopefully get out, at the arena and play in front of fans who have been patiently waiting. So, yeah, I think we're definitely ready for season, that's for sure. Personally, I've never been a big, I guess, goal setter. Those minutes, I guess, are out of my control to a certain extent, and that's Trev's decision. All I can do is it sounds cliche, but do the best on the floor and do what the team wants me to do and needs me to do. So, whether that's starting or off the bench, it kind of makes little difference to me. I'll just do what I can, and as I said, hopefully string some wins together. Obviously I had yesterday off, but hopefully that exemption will come through and we'll be able to get back on court, all of us, and get the legs moving, and get ready for a season that's scheduled to start pretty soon.